This begins the reading for Studio Classroom, September 2013. The Tale of Tolkien. Learn the story behind the stories of Middle-earth. The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings delight book and movie lovers alike. These great stories sprang from the mind of one man, J.R.R. Tolkien. John Ronald Reuel Tolkien was born in 1892. He spent much of his childhood in the beautiful English countryside. He enjoyed studying and learning languages from a young age. And his mother taught him the strong Christian faith that he believed his whole life. But Tolkien's early life was also touched by tragedy. His father died when Tolkien was 4. Then Tolkien's mother passed away when he was 12. Love, war, and studies. As a teenager, Tolkien fell in love with a girl named Edith Bratt. But his guardian forbade him to contact her until he turned 21. Tolkien obeyed and focused on school. But he didn't forget Edith, and he contacted her on his 21st birthday. His patience paid off. They were married in 1916. But soon, Tolkien faced his darkest trial, fighting in World War I. Life as a soldier was difficult, painful, and dangerous. Tolkien became sick and had to return to England. Others were not so lucky. By 1918, all but one of my close friends were dead, Tolkien later wrote. Back in England, Tolkien became a scholar. He taught literature classes at Oxford University, did research, and wrote several influential papers. He continued to love languages, studying Greek, Anglo-Saxon, Finnish, and more. But Tolkien didn't just study languages. He invented his own. They added to the rich setting of the fantasy stories he had been writing for years. The Hobbit. One day, while grading tests, Tolkien found a blank page. He wrote the sentence, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." This began his children's story, The Hobbit. When it was finished, a friend gave it to publisher Stanley Unwin. Unwin's 10-year-old son, Rainer, loved the book. So Unwin published it in 1937. The Hobbit enjoyed instant success, and the publishing company asked for a sequel. So Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings, a longer, more complex tale. Rainer Unwin, now an adult, helped publish The Lord of the Rings. It was so long that it came out in 3 parts in 1954 and 1955. Tolkien's legacy. Tolkien died 40 years ago this month. He was a committed father to his 4 children. He received an honorary degree from Oxford for his studies. But his greatest legacy is his stories. Tolkien wrote many tales besides The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. They tell about good and evil, the importance of friendship, and making right decisions. Tolkien's life shaped his stories. The peaceful, beautiful Shire resembles the English countryside where Tolkien grew up. Some think the evil land of Mordor came from Tolkien's war experiences. His relationship with his wife inspired the love stories he wrote. Through his work, Tolkien has brought joy, hope, and encouragement to millions. Word bank. Delight. Caleb delighted his wife with a surprise trip to Hawaii. Childhood. My grandfather likes to tell us stories about his childhood in Germany. Tragedy. Tragedy struck Kathy's family when her sister died in a car accident. Guardian. Each child going on the trip must have a parent or guardian sign this form. Scholar. A scholar from Italy visited our school to teach us about her country's history. Influential. Diane's new book about business has become very influential. Fantasy. Dawn is reading a fantasy novel about a boy who has a pet dragon. Publish. Many good books on that subject were published last year. Complex. Emily spent all night studying, trying to understand the complex ideas in her textbook. Committed. Mr. Ross is very committed to his students and often stays after school to help them. Resemble. Marcia really resembles her mother. Inspire. Edward's new song was inspired by his trip to Japan. More information. Pass away. Anglo-Saxon. Setting. Publisher. Sequel. Honorary degree. Talk about it. Have you read any of Tolkien's books? If so, what did you think? If not, do you want to? How do you think writers' experiences affect their writing? Do you like fantasy books? Explain. Why do you think fantasy books and movies are so popular?